I invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in. And slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. We decree our oneness with this power because we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Just allow your neck and shoulders to relax a little further and let the chair totally support you. Relax all those muscles. And be at peace. This is our time of communion with Spirit. If you have challenges and burdens, lay the burdens on God. We relax and we release all concerns to you, dear God. Your light is a lamp shining in us and on everything around us. Your light is brilliant, like the stars that early travelers used to guide them on their way. Your light guides us on our own way. Yet your light in our minds and hearts shines brighter than any star in the universe. You are our light. Our paths may take many turns. It may lead us up hills and down into valleys. There may be bends in the road that we cannot see around, but we know that your light is shining to guide us through every turn, up every hill, and back down again. When our hearts question what to do, we place our concerns in your care. Light floods our being, light calms our minds, and light gives peace to our soul. Let us now take that journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place in consciousness, where all are accepted and no one is turned away. This is our place of peace, joy, faith, and love. So we get to the doorway, and before we walk in, we must become empty. So those thoughts that are running around in our minds that we don't need, our emotions that are upsetting us, mental baggage, physical baggage that is no longer serving us, slowly let each fall away. And notice as each falls away how much lighter you feel. So let's go in. We enter in through to the secret place of the Most High, and we go in, and as we do, we feel God's light. We feel God's love and peace flow over, around, and through us and out into our world. We take a seat. And in the beauty of this place, we know that all is well. Let us use this quiet time now to pray, to receive answers to our prayers, and to be still. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers as you always do. Thank you, God, for your light that shines through us, illuminating our minds and hearts and guiding us every step. With you leading the way, we know that there will always be light on our path. There will always be light. You are the light. And for all these blessings, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.